Africa is on Twitter at Africa Milani.
The month of September is very much still the month of heart awareness, and today we thought we'd focus on children. Professor John Lawrenson is the head of pediatric cardiology services in the Western Cape and does work both at Tygerberg Hospital as well as Red Cross Children's Hospital. Joins us on the line now. John, a very good morning, and thank you very much for joining us so early on a Thursday morning.
Morning, Mr. Milani. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
We often speak about heart disease and heart challenges, of course, as far as adults are concerned. We never really pay enough attention to the fact that children can also be afflicted by some of these challenges. And one of the more common ones, I imagine, is the congenital heart disease. Why would children be suffering from this?
If you take every 1,000 children, about 8 to 10 of those children will be born with a heart abnormality. About half of those, so about 4 out of every 1,000, will have a problem that requires surgery within the first year of life. By and large, everything is a genetic condition. So it's only recently that scientists have been able to start pinpointing specific genetic problems for specific patients. So it's something that occurs. The heart is developed very, very early in pregnancy. It's the first organ to be developed. So by 8 weeks or 10 weeks of pregnancy, the heart is already formed. And so maybe a minor genetic abnormality can result in a major problem.
Is it often a case of just a stroke of luck, I suppose? And I mean that obviously in its sensitive sense. Or would it be if you come from a family with a generic heart disease, the likelihood of you being born then with a defect is that much greater?
It's actually, most of the time, it's a stroke of bad luck. There are people who have a family history of certain types of disease, but they're much rarer. There are other genetic conditions. So, for example, somebody who's born with Down syndrome has about a 40% chance of having heart disease, and that's obviously a much more different situation. If you take genetic abnormalities in general, patients, the most common genetic abnormality is to have a heart problem. But if you look at it another way, patients who are born with genetic disorders such as Down syndrome, the commonest association with that major genetic disorder is a heart disorder.
What about arrhythmia? I'm not sure how you pronounce it, the abnormal rhythm of the heart. Why would children suffer from this?
Well, children have arrhythmias in children are much less common than in adults. One of the things is that's fascinating is in early on in life, people still have, when your heart is developing, you have a lot of extra redundant connections. So it's like your house got wired with 25 light switches for a single room, and with the wiring included. And sometimes children are born with those redundant circuits still in place, and they offer the ability for the heart to act badly or to have short circuits. So that's one of the reasons right at the beginning of life. Later on in life, when the children are under 10, arrhythmias become much less common, and arrhythmias are much more common in older children. Arrhythmias are often brought to prominence when arrhythmias and other kinds of genetic heart disease are brought to prominence when children, for example, are doing sport or athletics, and then there's a catastrophe, and that brings it into the public focus. Mm-hmm. But again, it's a rare condition.
Another rare disease, but certainly one that we're more aware of, is Kawasaki.
Yeah, now that's an interesting disease. Kawasaki disease is, as its name suggests, it was discovered in Japan. But funny enough, that fits into the category of acquired heart disease. So diseases that occur as a result of an environmental or an infectious origin. So the most common acquired disease in this country is still rheumatic heart disease, which is an immune response to a streptococcal sore throat, so a very bad sore throat caused by bacterium, and people get heart valve damage. That's still common in South Africa, as it is indeed in a lot of parts of the world, like the Africa and Southeast Asia and the Pacific. Kawasaki disease is the most common acquired disease in the rest of the world, in Western Europe and America. But fascinatingly, with COVID-19, the outbreak, there's been a new disease that's been found in children, which is called by its abbreviation, it's called MIS-C. So it stands for multi-system inflammatory disease related to children associated with COVID, and it occurs usually 2 to 3 weeks, maybe a little bit longer after the child has had a COVID infection, but most of the time completely unknowing. And then there's an immune reaction, which, funny enough, has lots and lots of similarities to Kawasaki disease, where an infectious trigger causes damage to the arteries that supply the blood vessels in the heart.
Yeah,
so very interesting, and it's actually quite a serious condition, the MIS-C variant, but they look like old-fashioned Kawasaki disease. But Kawasaki disease pre-COVID was very rare in this country. Rheumatic fever is much more common.
Very informative. Thank you very much, Professor John Lawrenson, the head of Pediatric Cardiology Services in the Western Cape, working both at Red Cross Children's Hospital and Tigerberg, both entities, of course, doing wonderful work in this space.